Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today as we are journeying into various things that have been on my mind and heart over the course of the several years since the Lord has taken us into His finished work and given us that revelation. I've wrote a lot of things, preached a lot of things, and sometimes we move deeper and kind of forget about some of the things that we might consider basic. I've been going over those now for a few weeks, and I want to deal with a verse that was so pivotal for me. I wrote a lot about it in my first book from Romans 5:8, where Paul tells us that God commends His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I believe that man has had a knowledge of God from the beginning of time, because Paul tells us in Romans 1:20 that for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. All we really need to do is look around, and we're going to see the handiwork of God. We're going to know that He's real. We're going to know that He's real just by looking at the things He's created. And though we do know God by looking at the wonders of the universe and the beauty of nature, the way the sun rises and sets, none of that could really teach us that He loves us. It could just teach us that He's big. I mean, He could have created all of those things for His own pleasure and have no love or concern for us whatsoever. Of course, the possibility exists that everything is what it is only for God's joy, and He does nothing and has done nothing to intervene or does not interfere with mankind because He just doesn't care. Now, before you scream blasphemy, can you find God's love in the ocean or the moon or the stars? And the honest answer is no. You cannot prove to someone that God is love based on creation, for creation is a fallen thing and it's fading away. God needed a way to show us not how big that He was, but how loving that He was, and that His love was unconditional. And He could never use things in the natural world to make that happen. He needed to do something supernatural to prove His love. That's why Romans 5:8 is so important. Because the word where Paul says God commendeth His love toward us is the Greek word sunesteme. It actually means to show off or to exhibit. So the cross of Christ was God showing off or exhibiting His love to sinful man. By living perfect and spotless, Jesus showed man what God looked like, but then gave up His life for sinful man to show man what God loved like. Nothing else could prove with such power that God was passionate about man, but the sacrifice of His own Son would stand for time and eternity as the ultimate price having been paid. Now, it would be one thing if Christ died for the godly and the moral. We might understand how He was trying to help those that help themselves, but it's another thing altogether to think that Christ died for the ungodly and for the sinner. Paul said, "To him that works not, but believes on Him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Romans 4:5. God's awesome love made righteousness available to the ungodly, not through them cleaning up their lives, but simply by faith. This is a love that is beyond words, because it discounts man's ability to attain or achieve it, and it rewards him anyway. So I'd say, if you ever doubt God's love for you, just remind yourself how much God loved Jesus and realize that Jesus died so that you would not die. Man, if that isn't love, then honestly, there's no love at all. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. I ask you this, are you his friend? I think we know the answer. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.